There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Quitters here.
Oh, quitting?
No, quitting.
Not today.
Quitting your job.
Not today. Catch me tomorrow.
7 at the hour, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler on the Hillary email scandal. We'll have a professor of history at Princeton to talk about the political value, scholarly overview of this event. I just have a hard time with all this stuff, especially when you get to really important issues. Now, there are those of you who have a bias. Some of you have a political bias. Some of you have a religious bias. Some of you have a bias that's...
I'd say everybody has a bias of some kind.
Right.
Yeah, I think we do. What's your bias?
What do you mean, what's my bias?
Name something in which you admit to being biased. You just said everybody has one.
Everybody does. I think we're all a little bit biased.
I'm biased to my government hiding information.
Yeah,
from
me too. I don't.
Okay, you don't like the government, all right? Yeah. Jennifer, you don't like the government?
I don't like the way it's run now. I don't like big government.
The government, there's definitely a purpose and a need for government.
Yes, there is.
But when you see and you know what? I can expand that bias that I just said, that hiding information. I am upset with that.
Anybody lying to me,
yes.
Be it a food label, mm-hmm. to try and get one over on me.
Yeah.
And it just, and that's why the Hillary thing just kind of tweaked me just a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Kenny, what's your bias? It doesn't have to be about government. Whatever it is, anything in your life that you think you're biased when it comes to your thinking about.
Stupidity and waste.
Yeah.
I'm with him.
Yep.
I got that too.
Stupidity. Okay,
you know,
so.
Stupid people have a right to exist too.
Stupid.
As long as they do it in their own space.
Every question's got a right to be stupid. Okay, so are the University of Oklahoma students stupid?
Racism, I have a problem with too.
That's where I was going to go. I have a real bias against those people. There are things, age and sex and race are my biases. People who demonstrate a shortage of openness when it comes to that stuff really bugs me. So here we have these students being expelled for their role in leading that chant. I don't know if anybody has heard the chant itself.
Yeah.
Any of you heard it? I wouldn't play it on the air. There are some people who have played
it. They're using
the
N-word,
yeah,
and they're
right.
being idiotic, and they, well, you know what? They deserve to be suspended, I think, just for being stupid.
Yep. Here is one of the students, Parker Rice, issuing an apology statement published this morning in the Dallas Morning News, quote, "I'm deeply sorry for what I did. It was wrong and reckless." You could hang him from a tree.
He's not deeply sorry for what he did. He's deeply sorry for getting caught.
Getting caught.
I don't even know if I believe that all these kids are racist for using this word. I think words are words, but I think that they belong, and we talked about this yesterday a little bit. Mm. It's a group mentality. When you have one guy who goes, hey, let's do this, and then everybody to belong goes, okay, and jumps on board. I mean, it's just so stupid, and it is not what we need right now with the media focusing so much on this.
One of them said that our son has made a horrible mistake.
Yeah.
Do you look at the parents and say, well, he learned this from somewhere.
From where? Yeah, where'd he get it?
But I don't.
Do you think he learned it from the other idiots on the bus, or do you think his parents are racist too and they're lying?
I think there's a need to belong in organizations like this, and so I think there's always ringmasters, and then I think there's people that just follow along because they're dumb and want to be part of the crowd, and I can't blame their parents for that.
The rights of stupid people to exist.
Yeah.
Stupid and drunk, bad combination.
But hey, listen.
Arrogant and stupid and drunk, even a worse.
There you go. Yeah.
And, you know, when we were all 20 and 21, yeah, I'll raise my hand right up there. I was
arrogant, stupid. Yeah, yeah.
But I had the ability.
When I met
to
you, you were stupid.
I'm still smarter to an extent. I mean,
to a point.
You know, we're all a little dumb.
No, don't include me in on that.
No, you're a little dumb.
No.
Don't make me go through the checklist.
I'm the host of the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Right.
I'm not going to be dumb.
Uh-huh. So, but, when do you learn to think? When do you learn to think for yourself?
We get too soon old and too late smart. One of the greatest things, I remember seeing that 7th grade homeroom teacher, Arthur Del Pret, had that up in the little corner of the blackboard in homeroom.
Why is it a blackboard, Doug?
Too soon, right?
Why
green
gotta
board.
Be
it was
black.
Actually a green board.
Yeah. Why got to be green?
And, well, it's green because there are no people that are green. Other than the
aliens.
It was
Mars.
A chalkboard.
It was
there
a chalkboard.
You
thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Yeah. Well, how did we get off on this?
That's always the proper
quick, way. Quick return with us now to the sterling days of yesteryear. If you look in your calendar of past events, you will find, as I have, as the host of this program, and exposing myself to all sorts of things that have happened and are happening, 1888 was the year. This was the date of the biggest snowfall in the, well, at that
in the
point,
world.
Recorded records of whatever and whoever and however. And so the fact, if you look at the story at DougSteffen.com from today's show about the frozen, these big chunks like icebergs, that have washed ashore on Cape Cod beaches. There is the 105 inches of snow fell on the eastern shore of Massachusetts. I had 114 inches of snow on the farm. And we're finding the same thing is happening as these pictures show, the icebergs washing up on the shore of the Cape. Yesterday, a couple of my guys were trying to get a wagon out of a field that had been in the field since the snowstorm. The ice is compressed, about 3 feet of it left, but it all got frozen. It's like 50 degrees yesterday, 60 degrees there today. They had to get a chainsaw and axes to get it out of the field because everything's frozen.
Like Edward Scissorhands. Wow. Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah.
All right. Just to open the dairy store again and sell ice cream.
You're right. I don't think that's going to happen. We are going to spend some time talking about Mrs. Clinton. And is this a scandal, I guess would be the question. Is it your definition of a scandal, the email situation? Professor Julian Zelizer joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast, without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Granger, that's who. I love Grainger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Grainger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online. It's 314 while supplies last. See store, Staples.com for details.
Professor Julian Zelizer from Princeton University joins us now at 16 after the hour. Jennifer and Kenny and Richie and I want to probe with him the political significance, the historical significance of this email scandal, as it's been called by some. Mr. Zeller is a frequent commentator on what's going on in political history, contemporary politics being juxtaposed. So in the scheme of things, Dr. Zelizer, what is the significance of this, do you think, the overall historical perspective on this?
Well, the perspective is at this point it's not a scandal that brings the candidacy down, and it's unclear if this is a scandal that will last beyond the first few weeks. You know, the real question is, A, if there were any violations of secrecy rules or any national security dangers, and B, does it simply damage her reputation? And it's not this scandal that brings her down, but it plays into a bigger story Americans have of her, perception of her as holding back, as having secrets, of not being straightforward.
And is she guilty of that from your historical professorial position?
At this point, no. At this point, it's unclear that she held back anything of significance. I do think she might have had bad judgment and for some reason not seen how this would look in the middle of a heated presidential campaign. And so I think that's really where she should be faulted.
All right. So in looking at the relationship the Democrats have to the Republicans, is this much of the same, or is there a uniqueness to the relationship these days for any number of reasons, the media included?
Well, you know, the parties have become more polarized. There's more animosity between them. Still, she remembers this from the 1990s, so we need to remember the viciousness between the parties has intensified for many decades now, and that's part of what she brings to the table. On the one hand, she's very adept at dealing with this and knows how to handle these scandals. On the other hand, there's going to be a lot of Republican anger and efforts to bring her down. So this is something she's been living with throughout her, you know, political career.
Is this unique to American politics on the international stage?
No, there's scandals all over the world. You know, China and countries in Europe, different kinds of scandals, sex scandals, national security scandals. I do think we have an inordinate amount of media attention on these campaigns long before the campaigns even start. And that's what really makes us unique.
Professor, does this media attention help us? Or back in the good old days when all of these politicians did everything without our knowledge because we didn't have cell phones everywhere, how does that compare to what we used to have?
Yeah, I think there is a way in which it helps us. We have a nostalgia for the good old days when everything was done in back rooms and the public didn't really know what was going on or investigate these kinds of stories. But there's something healthy, I think, for candidates to be totally vetted. And sometimes that will take up silly scandals that are irrelevant. Sometimes it will raise substantive issues about what people are doing. And overall, I do think transparency is a virtue in politics.
we're all a virtuous politicians then under the circumstances. This is not the first time around the block with the Clintons, that's for sure. That was very well done, Dr. Zelizer. Thank you for being here. Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University here on Good Day.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Velveeta soft baked breakfast biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita soft baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Did you know? know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
One hit wonder time on Good Day. My heart's in jeopardy, Richie. It's in play.
So good.
This is an American band.
Yes.
Name is important. 888-302-3684. Where were you when I needed you? One of the choices for an answer could be Weird Al Yankovic. This is great pop music. I love pop music. Good, good music. Try to sit still for this, Jennifer, and you won't be. You have never heard this song before?
Never.
Really?
Wow.
What?
Honestly, you've never heard this song?
It's great stuff.
I mean, not that I remember. Maybe I have.
It was number one during this week in 1983. 888-302-3684 if you want to become eligible for our trip to the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. You'll be fast on the phone. 888-302-DOUG. This group only had one pop single.
Jennifer, have you ever heard this before?
Finkelstein from Brooklyn, New York. And this is Alfred Yankovic from Linwood, California.
I don't know that I have.
I lost on Jeopardy.
Uh-huh. Even this fellow is from San Francisco. This is considered a one-hit wonder. The other two songs did not get... He had a couple of other songs, but they never made it into the top of the chart. There are a lot of these people that have been one-hit wonders. We're talking about songs that get to the top of the charts. That's what we use as the bellwether here, as the bar. This song is from a band started... the leader started writing songs and performing in coffee houses in Baltimore while he was in high school still. 1972, he went to San Fran, painted houses for a living, worked behind the counter at a record shop, was a street singer performing for whatever he could get on the street. Band was formed of local friends and originally consisted of this fellow, Steve Wright on bass, Gary Phillips on keys, and Larry Lunch playing the drums. They released an album every year in the 70s, built a strong, strong cult following. A couple of other singles made it to the top, into the top 100, but this one is the only one that made it into the top of the chart. Song Jeopardy, then Weird Al spoofing it, got a lot of attention. In the 80s, this band...
Just tell me now what I didn't win. Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, this group opened for Journey, Rolling Stones, Grateful Dead. After this song, there were no more pop single hits for them. They still are performing around in California. Until recently, the leader of the band was a disc jockey on a local San Francisco radio station.
Here's his other bigger song that didn't crack the top 40. Break a song.
About this fellow. He frequently sings the national anthem at the park for the San Francisco Giants.
Oh, cool.
Has been inducted into the San Jose Rock Hall of Fame. There's a big category for you. All right,
he's
so who is this?
He's written a couple murder mysteries.
Has he really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, that's news to me. All right, Richie, who are we talking to here?
Oh, that's right. You don't have your thing. Let's talk to Tim in Martinsville, Missouri.
Hi, Tim in Missouri. What's the name of this fellow?
This is the Greg Kin Band.
It is the Greg Kin, K-I-H-N. Be a good set of call letters for a radio station on the west side of the Mississippi, right? K-I-H-N, yeah. Radio, Greg Kin.
It's actually a good band name. I mean, it's got a good roll to it.
What do you think, experientially, what do you know about this song and the period that it was part of? What was going on with you?
Oh, I heard it back when I was just getting out of high school. To me, it kind of reminds me of a little bit of the disco era, but I guess that's why it went higher than a couple of the other songs, because it had, what did they used to say, that great beat and easy to dance to?
I would say that was something. It was very into the disco era. All right, sir, congratulations. You are qualified for a trip to the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs, drawing in a couple of weeks here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. So why does your dog lick you? You know, there are many different reasons, and they range from normal behavior to emotional needs. Let me give you some of my thoughts. Dogs often will lick us because they love us. It's a sign of affection. From the day they were first born, their moms licked them to clean them and stimulate them, so licking is connected to their earliest positive social bonding. They also lick us to get to know us. You know, a dog's sense of smell is strong, but their sense of taste is important, too. Just by licking us, they can tell an awful lot about us. They can taste by licking you about your chemical composition, which can clue them into other things about you. Human hormones, chemicals vary based on everything from our health to our mood. So when your dog licks you, he's gaining a lot of information about you. Sometimes a dog will also lick as a sign of respect and submission. They'll let you know that they believe that you're in charge. And they'll also lick to calm themselves down if they're anxious. So the next time your dog is licking, try to figure out why, but don't try to stop it. Maybe he just wants to say hello. I'm Warren Eckstein.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have you noticed that in a disaster, the store shelves are emptied? Don't panic. You don't have to be part of the fear and chaos if you have a supply of GoFoods. GoFoods can help you rest easy knowing your greatest dependency of food is covered. Call now to take advantage of our Freedom Packs or set up your food savings account. Call us at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 1-800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Feelings. Wednesday on the radio, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. According to media experts, people who are studying Twitter accounts, there are 46,000 pro-ISIS accounts. 46,000. Now, this is in spite of Twitter trying to cut the accounts out, Kenny, right? Didn't they? Haven't they tried to get rid of these?
They've gotten rid of a lot of them.
Yeah, but they pop back up again. Sort of reminds me of an episode of The Good Wife where they were representing some fellow who was he was harmed by something that was posted on one of these sites, and you knock him off. Okay, we're going to get this off, and then another one pops right up behind it.
Look what Kurt Schilling did last week. But, I mean, there's a difference between pro-ISIS and ISIS using Twitter as a tool.
How so? Explain what you mean.
Well, let's say that actual ISIS leaders are using it to send information to their troops. That's the ones that they've been cutting off. Versus
the pro
ISIS, we support what you're doing.
Now, are they doing this
speech type thing
in Arabic and English, Kenny? One of the things that I was asking or wondering about, how many of these, in comparison to the Arabic tweeters and the English tweeters, does anybody know what the connection? How many? What's the ratio? Is it 1 in 5? Is it 2 in 5? Is it 3 in 5 that are in Arabic versus English?
I don't think we know. I've seen plenty of them that are in languages I don't read. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming some of that is Arabic, but I don't know.
There are definitive communities. Twitter, it's amazing all of the different communities that
the subworlds you got.
The subworlds,
yep.
Sub, is that where the sub dudes are?
That's where the sub dudes are.
Sub dudes are in New Orleans, and that's definitely
right. So there's a new ISIS video also out today, showing a child a child shooting a man, 19-year-old man. The ISIS people say he was an Israeli spy. Israel says, no, that's not true at all. This is the first time, or is it the first time, that ISIS has used children for something like this?
Not the first time. No, and in fact, there was a story out that was making news about a month ago about this training program. And now that they've, you know, now that they've connected with Boko Haram, the idea was, you know, all those girls that went missing. Right. The idea is that they're not dead; that they're actually being trained, these little girls, to carry out terrorist attacks. They're upstanding people, these terrorists.
Right. Now, speaking of terrorists, I was following an email thread yesterday on one of the Boston papers that I pay attention to. And this is some of the commentary on the website for the newspaper. Some of the social media commentary focused on Tsarnaev's trial, what people are learning about him, what we learn about the circumstances surrounding the bombing of the Boston Marathon. Here's a fellow called Roscoe who says, Tsarnaev's online activity proves that he had extremist views and that he wasn't just following his brother's lead. He deserves the highest punishment allowed by law after he's found guilty. In the minds of most people in Boston, this guy is... I think you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody in Boston, and maybe even anybody around the country, who doesn't think this guy is dirty and guilty as hell.
Have you seen the videos? You probably, well, you haven't been in Boston in the last few weeks.
Not much.
But have you seen the video footage that's come out of the two of them dropping the bombs? Oh, my gosh.
And then they went for ice cream or something afterwards, right?
Well, I don't know what they did. All I know is that they, you see them with the backpack. You see Jokar, like, drop the backpack, and you see this explosion, and then you see these people's faces just running everywhere. This is, this footage is not something that we've seen before, and it is so horrific. I don't know how this guy even thinks he has a shot.
Did you read the note that they found that he had written in the boat?
No.
Here's the note that they found in the boat when they caught him. I am jealous of my brother who has received the reward of Janatul Firdaus before me.
Probably don't want to translate that.
He's dead.
I do not mourn because his soul is very much alive. God has a plan for each person. Mine was to hide in this boat and shed some light on our actions. I ask Allah to make me a shaheed, to allow me to return to him and be among the righteous people in the highest levels of heaven.
Well, now he's going to be a prison shaheed, hopefully bubble.
Yeah.
Phil says, who cares if his brother led the way? Hang him high.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Here is Trish who says, this sociopath made the choice. Now he's such a coward, he's blaming his brother. That was part of it.
The government is killing our innocent civilians, but most of you already know that. I can't stand to see such evil go unpunished. We Muslims are one body.
A handle called Mexican Day Laborer. This dude doesn't stand a chance. Better get the tattoo on your lower back that says, please don't, before you put a fist in.
Who's got that too? Because I love them.
His handle is Mexican Day Laborer.
That's
I love
funny.
That.
That is pretty funny. All I can remember is seeing Meredith had just walked by 3 minutes. She was at the moment she lived around the corner at that time. And she had walked by that storefront 3 minutes before the occurrence. And when it blew up, she turned around and looked at it because she's up on the next block. And it's just one of those things you think about, where you are when things happen and whether they happen. All of us have this this reality that oftentimes we don't get in our lives, if whether it's fate or the plan that whatever the powers that be are for you. But just think about how eerie the people who were close to that, what that experience was about for them then, and maybe even now as they think back on it.
Listen to the last line in this note here, last lines. Now, I don't like killing innocent people. It is forbidden in Islam, but due to said UI, it is allowed. All credit goes to Allah. Stop killing our innocent people, and we will stop.
See, that's why. That's and you know what? There, you can make an argument not for what he did, making it right, but we, the West, in the name of whatever it is that we're trying to to prove we've created ISIS, we've created Boko Haram, we've created Al-Qaeda, we've created all these splinter groups that come from the fanaticism. These people who are looking for power and control are given a perfect opportunity when we do the things that we do in the name of protecting our soldiers or in trying to straighten out the right, the wrongs, or whatever it is, that they don't think like we do. And they play this thing like a fiddle with the locals.
Their governments are the ones that control this because their governments make billions of dollars selling us their oil, and they're the ones that keep them down.
Well,
we're not the ones that don't educate them, and we're not the ones who don't provide them with food and water and basic benefits. Their governments.
That's a good argument. That's a good argument. Here's a 23-year-old British man arrested over the weekend. A cyber attack was the focus. Data stolen from the U.S. Department of Defense. Man detained by detectives from the National Crime Agency on suspicion of offenses linked to a hacking that took place last year. This reminds me of our focus on Mr. Snowden, who is coming close to the end of his time in Russia. He's released some more things today that make the NSA and the CIA look bad one more time. And one wonders how much more of this stuff he has. And can it be a chit? Can he trade on this in order to get on a quote-unquote fair trial in America? One wonders. I wonder about that, frankly. But
I don't know. I think you could definitely find people.
Yeah.
Well, I think that you could find people that would sit on a jury who don't know much about Ed Snowden, because I think a lot of people are out of touch. I just don't know if the government would allow. I mean, the fact that he could go to jail for life is, I mean, that's pretty extreme.
Yep, it is. Especially when he did something that was actually good for us all. Speaking of things that are good for us all, those of you who are athletes, raise your hand, please. When I say athletes,
me.
I don't mean
me.
Formal, but anybody who works out. But even if you're a yoga student, whatever it is that you're using your body for, there's a way of getting more out of your body. It's called Super Beats. These products, Super Beats, are the way that you can get natural dietary supplementation, the power boost it gives to you if you're an athlete, the performance boost it will give to you. Take 3 teaspoons, mix in a glass of water or juice, and drink it before you go to the gym, before you take your run, before you go to yoga. There are studies, Richie, that were performed at a couple of different U.S. colleges that show improved aerobic and anaerobic metabolism, muscle strength, quality, quantity, dependent on how you're feeding your body. And if you feed your body these Super Beats, you will be unstoppable.
It makes sense. More oxygen through the blood.
Yep. And that's what the beets do. These Super Beets, there's no beet taste involved, just the rich nitrates that help your muscles use oxygen more efficiently. Super Beets, better than regular beets, because the beet juice is better for you, concentrated. And by the way, all the beets used here by Super Beets are non-GMO. This is the way for you to use this product to your advantage. Pretty much everybody now, this time of year, wants to work out, wants to be in better shape. Beets are this nutritional gold mine. This can't be compared to anything else. Get this natural delivery. I'm doing it now. Great for the circulation. Great for your blood pressure. Natural dietary strength and stamina is yours. Here you go. 800-655-4183. Get on board right now. 800-655-4183. Or you can go to DougLikesBeets.com and you'll get a 30-day supply free with your order for Super Beets. Money-back guarantee. You'll feel the difference. You take a drink of this water. I know whenever I work out now, if I'm taking this or other things, I can feel the difference in my muscles. I haven't, since I hurt my back and my shoulder, I had sort of stayed away for months. And you know how muscles atrophy if you don't work them all the time. And I want them to be back in the shape that they were in last year. So this is my route to doing that, and it can be your route to doing it as well. 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. It's a deal that you don't want to miss out on. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, choose Choice twice for two separate trips and get a night at no price. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Privileges Reward night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 2/19/15 through 4/22/15. Requires registration and two separate qualifying stays. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
It's a TV news time. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Millennials are clocking an average of 11.3 hours a week, Jennifer, consuming online video content, about 8.3 hours watching regular broadcast TV.
Wow.
The shift to YouTube and other online outlets, according to the experts in digital video, it makes millennials feel better about who they are. Huh?
Huh?
Well, yeah, why would that make
a
difference?
It's a lot of people falling and slipping on banana peels,
that
right?
That could be. All right, what other news do you have?
Oh, Dougie, my life is complete. Casting is now complete. We can all go home. We can all punch our ticket. David Hasselhoff has joined the cast of Sharknado 3.
Perfect.
I know. I mean, come on. How can you do a Sharknado movie without Baywatch, right? Mm-hmm. He's going to play Gilbert Shepard, and he's going to be the father of Ian Ziering. He joins the cast. Already been announced. Tara Reid is returning. Bo Derek plays Tara Reid's mother. You've got Ann Coulter, Jerry Springer, Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC. They're all doing cameos. And Sharknado is scheduled to premiere in July.
Hmm? That's awesome.
Hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Where's Gilbert Gottfried?
That's a great idea. HBO. In an unprecedented move, Game of Thrones will premiere in over 170 countries and territories across the globe all at once, with HBO's U.S. airing on Sunday, April 12th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. The entire fifth season of the show, Game of Thrones, will be simulcast to HBO-branded networks and broadcast partners across the world, creating a global television event week after week throughout the season's 10-episode run.
You're
Kevin
right.
Spacey in the news today. I love Kevin Spacey. He's in House of Cards, and he's now been hired by CNN to bring a documentary series about the presidency to the network. CNN said this week that Kevin Spacey will co-produce and narrate a series called Race for the White House.
Narrate.
Each of the episodes, there's six of them, they're going to tell a story of one presidential campaign. Kind of cool. CNN says the series will draw from archive footage, interviews with key players, and dramatic recreations. It'll air sometime in 2016. Go figure, because, Dougie, there is a presidential race coming up in 2016.
Amazing.
If you didn't know.
Fios has dropped the Weather Channel from its TV lineup, citing expiration of their network carriage contract. So what does that mean for those of you who have Fios who can't get the Weather Channel? I don't like that.
And here's the sad news. Yeah. Who watches the Weather Channel? My grandmother used to.
I know.
But she passed on.
Yeah.
No, really?
It's important.
Before
the hour, this is Good Day. Thank you, Jen.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for a risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-921-3501. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas, specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. Hurry, this limited time 100% risk-free offer won't last forever. Call 1-800-921-3501. That's 1-800-921-3501. Again, 1-800-921-3501.
Looks like 51 after the hour to me, Richie. About a minute later than it was last time I gave you the time.
There you go. The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to guns80.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, guns80.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15, guns80.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS-80.
My brilliance extends far and wide, doesn't it, Richie?
Yes, it sure does. Never ceases to amaze me.
I know. Isn't it great? Okay, here we are on the Good Day program, 53 and change after the hour. One of the things I look forward to most, and I have a lot of things on this program that I love. I love being here. My pal Warren Eckstein, who is the host of The Pet Show, that's heard every weekend on great radio stations all around the country. Every day he's into it, and he likes to bring us up to date on some of the issues featuring pet care. I have something that really puzzles me, shocks me, about this 3-year-old Irish setter. The story we'll have in a moment for Warren. Plus, of course, Richie would like to distract the conversation with a question about his pugs. So we'll get to that as well. What's your question for Warren? You can always submit it. Send the question to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Warren at PetShow.com. Warren's here in a moment on Good Day.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press wringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Does anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online and 314 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Granger, that's who. I love Granger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Granger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so Warren Eckstein is here from The Pet Show. Animal lovers shocked. Did you see this story about this Irish setter that was fed poisoned beef at the dog show in England?
And yeah, I'd... kind of a cross dog show, which is the equivalent of our Westminster, sir. What a horrible situation.
Well, was this done? I was trying to figure out whether this dog showed was looking good, and I wonder if a competitor was responsible for poisoning the dog.
Well, you know, it's an interesting question. Years ago, before I got smart and I was involved in many dog shows, whether it be judging or showing dogs, the bottom line was a lot of people that competed would try to win no matter what they needed to do. And
right.
I'm not saying they're all bad, but I remember, for example, showing a dog in an obedience ring, a male dog in an obedience ring, and having someone bring two female dogs in season to the edge of the ring to distract the dog I was working with. So there's a lot of stuff that goes on because there's big money, obviously, involved in dog shows, and that's why I'm not involved with them anymore. But what a horrible, so you're right. It's very possible that someone competing with another Irish setter wanted this dog gone in their quarry.
So you want to explain what in-season means for the unwashed?
In-season means, you know, basically, how do I describe in-season? The dog is ready to give birth, and the dog is having its period, basically, is what's going on. Happens twice a year with most dogs, certain breeds once a year, but it really is distracting for other male dogs. Instinct takes over, and they don't want to sit and stay in the middle of the ring. They want to run out and meet that female.
Wonder why they call it being in heat. Cows, horses, animals.
Because they're hot, Dougie.
Yeah, well, so why don't they say that with human beings, I guess, would be a question that we won't ponder here and now. All right, we are going to ponder. Richie's got a very important question for
time
all
for jumping
pugs.
Pugs.
Yes, jumping.
So, Warren, it's starting to get warm out here in D.C., and we were out the other day in the front yard chatting with a neighbor, and the pugs were outside, and they're good off-leash, so they were running around, but they started to jump up at my neighbor, at her legs, and just kind of playfully nip at her, like her hands are down by her side, and they put her fingers, and they do this with us in the house, and we just think they're playing, but now obviously they're going to be doing it with other people, and the other people don't know how to take it or what they're doing. How do I teach them not to do that?
Well, this is a dog problem. Listen to me carefully. You take the dog's in the house, he jumps on your legs and does the exact same thing, and you guys think he's playing, so you're having fun with it. Then when he does it outside,
right,
it's the wrong thing. So to yell no at this point is to create the psychotic dog. So what you need to do is when the dog is jumping inside like that, that's when the leash should come out, and some basic training at that point to gain some control, and the same thing will take place outside. But you can't, in other words, let me put it this way. I love my dog to jump on me, but he can't jump on other people. So
right.
What I did is I taught him not to jump at all, and then I used the word puppy up. I'm so creative. I used the word puppy up, which is, okay, now you can jump and play. So first stop it, then teach it as a command. That's the best way to resolve it.
Okay, and that will confuse them when I tell them it's okay, or it's just
no,
a specific
won't
command.
No, they'll know the difference. It's just like a police dog that knows when to be nice and when not to be nice. They're trained to do that. So, yeah, if you teach the dog not to jump up and then teach them to jump on command, you're fine.
Thank you.
Whether to be naughty or nice, that's your choice or the dog's choice. All right,
I like my dog to jump on me, but you can't have a big dog jumping on
ground. Yeah, you've got to keep him from doing that with others.
Then he knows it's okay time to play.
It's hard to do that with the people around. All right, Warren, thank you. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show here on today's Doug Steffen Good Day Show.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your image close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.